Hello students, it's your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome back to another episode of the IELTS Plus English Podcast. So we are back on schedule today. Last lesson we had a bonus episode. I hope you enjoyed that with Luke. It was great to join up with him again. And today we're back to our curriculum. And our topic is topic 21, helping and charity. Remember, if you want today's handout with all of today's questions and 10 useful vocabulary and expressions, you know where to go, www.jacks-english.com. So please head over there. And also, as I always say, please leave a like on the YouTube video or your podcast platform, wherever you are, because I really appreciate it. And today, I think it's quite a tough topic, right? Helping and charity, you know, talking about charities. Certainly, I'm looking at the list of vocabulary today, and it's really hard. So I'm very sorry, but I'll try to use them. I'll try to explain things as I go. But let me just give you a quick note before we start. Firstly, this topic is helping and charity. Probably in the IELTS test, you'll be talking more about helping the community, helping your family, helping friends. That's a really common topic to come up. So, you know, don't feel like you need to know about charitable organizations. That's less important. Secondly, and I always say this, go through the vocabulary and find the ones that you connect to. That's the most important thing. Don't try to study everything. For example, me, I love animals. So today's keyword would probably be stray animal. That's all I will say. Let's go to our first question, which is a part one, and it is as follows. Do you think charities are important? I think charities are incredibly important. They're vital. The reason is there's a lot of people in the world who need money, need food, need education. There's also animals as well, stray animals that need our help and care. The underprivileged, so that's the people I was talking about before, the underprivileged need our attention, and more often than not, they need our money. That was a bit long, bit of a long answer, so probably cut that down a little bit. I think the reason was I was trying to include a key word, which is underprivileged. So I just sneaked that in at the end. Let's do another part one. Which groups of people generally need the most support in a community? That's difficult to answer because it really depends on the community. So for me, in my community, it seems to be the aged. So the people who are over 60, they've retired. Normally they're much older, actually, in their 80s. They're retired. They struggle to pay for gas, electricity, food. So they take really difficult jobs in order to pay for that. So I think they really need our help, and donating to them would be very important. Okay, well, we'll go on to a part two. I'm going to put my 2 minutes on the clock, of course. As you know, I never prepare. I do make it up on the spot. So 2 minutes are on the clock. Today's question is, describe a charity which is important to you. Ooh, okay. Well, 2 minutes on the clock, and my time starts now. I'd like to tell you about an animal shelter near my house in Seoul. When I was young, I always loved animals. I loved all types of animals, to be honest. Dogs, cats, you know, wild animals, the exotic animals you see in the zoo, even animals that people are scared of, such as snakes. I always loved and cared for animals. Unfortunately, I didn't really have a pet when I was young, but I always loved going to my friends' houses who had pets. And I did see stray animals in the street. Normally in England, it's cats more than anything. But now that I live in Korea, I can see that there are a lot of different animals, such as dogs and cats, that are stray and they don't have anywhere to live and they have a really tough life. So let me tell you a little more about this animal shelter. The animal shelter is in a city near to Seoul called Yangju, and they specialize in dogs. So they rescue stray dogs that have been abandoned. Normally, they've been abandoned on a mountain in the countryside. The family doesn't want to take care of it anymore. So they take it in and they find a foster home or a permanent home. In my opinion, for me personally, this is a vital organization, because if they don't do it, who will? Who will organize the collection of stray animals and then be able to show it to people and take care, show the animal to people, take care of them, so that families can adopt these dogs? So in the future, to be honest with you, I really hope, time is up, I'll just finish my sentence, I really hope that I can also either open my own animal shelter or help financially with an animal shelter. So I was really happy with that answer, and I'll tell you why. Firstly, nothing came to my mind at first, but secondly, I really quickly chose a topic that I'm comfortable with and I like talking about. It wasn't 100% true. You know, I don't live near that animal shelter, but that was kind of necessary for my story, but it definitely is something I care a lot about. Okay, let's move on to part three. The question is, what are some of the ways people can help others in the community? I think people can, of course, start by donating money if possible, but more than anything, we can just help make strangers' lives better. Now, that could mean helping underprivileged people. You know, it could be, for example, near my house, I see some elderly people who seem to have a difficult life. So the first thing I could do is to go over to them, talk to them, give them some companionship, some feeling of being in the community. But of course, I could also give money or food or something meaningful like that. So yeah, that's the one of the first ways we could help people in our community. Do you think people help others more now than they did in the past? I would say yes, they do help people more than they did in the past. The reason is social media. It's a good thing and a bad thing, but I think overall for charity, we very often see people volunteering, doing volunteer work on social media, which can inspire us. We can see philanthropy, particularly celebrities or like famous CEOs who help others and then put it on social media. So that's okay. I don't like people broadcasting their charity, but it does inspire and it does help. So yeah, maybe more people help than they did in the past. Okay, I hope you're enjoying so far. I am trying to include some of the tough words in my answers because they are so hard. So when you have the free handout, please download it. Just go back and listen to where I've used the keywords and listen to them in context. That's very important. But for now, let's do one more question and then wrap up. Do you think children should do volunteer work as part of the school curriculum? Yeah, I think it would be nice to do volunteer work as part of the school curriculum. I think children don't really get much exposure to helping and charity as when they're young. And just sort of forcing it through the school curriculum would be a nice way to introduce them and sort of get them accustomed to that aspect of life. It's so important. When I was young, I don't remember doing anything, to be honest, in terms of volunteer work. I have done as an adult, but yeah, as a child, I didn't do anything. And I think being exposed to that at a young age would have been beneficial for me. Okay, good. I will wrap it up there. That was a hard one today, right? let me know in the comments below what you thought. And of course, go to my website, www.jacks-english.com. But most importantly, you know, I really appreciate it when you like the podcast, subscribe and chat to me, become part of the community. That's the important thing. So anyway, have a great week this week. Study passionately. And I will see you next week for the next episode. Bye-bye.